The following story has been brought to you by StoriesToInspire.org.
A few years ago, there was a fellow in Eretz Yisrael who wanted to buy a house, but it was very expensive. He didn't have money, and he waited till a deal came up. Somebody, a builder, was selling a project, but it was on paper, which means you put the money down now, but the building won't be ready for 3, 4, maybe even 5 years. He discussed it with his wife. Said it's a great idea. They put down their money for this apartment. And sure enough, a few years later, they bought the apartment was ready. They were thrilled. They went to the apartment and life was great. They had enough room for them, their family. Everything was wonderful. He was also said very proud of himself that he was smart enough to buy a parking spot. There was parking outside on the street, etc. But there were a few spots, maybe 15 spots for the whole building inside the building. It was an indoor parking lot. They splurged and they bought one of the spots. And you saw every time it would rain and he would drive up and have his parking spot, he was very, very happy. One day, he's getting out of his car and he's getting ready to go into the lobby. And there's another fellow from the apartment building standing there. Seems that he was waiting for him. He goes over to him. Hi, how are you? Well, he knew. They saw each other. They see each other around and maybe go to each other's simchas. And he says, you know, I just bought a car. So the first fellow says, let's call the first fellow Reuven. Reuven says, oh, it's very nice. So Shimon says, yeah, but now that I bought my car, I would like to start parking in this spot. If you want to park in this spot, that's my spot, Reuven said. Shimon said, yes, yes, I know you're parking there for 8 years, but that's only because I didn't have a car. Now I have a car. I bought a car. I want to park in this spot. So Reuven looks at him and says, why would I let you park in my spot? You know, if you're moving and you need to park closely, I'll let you a day or two, but it's my spot. Now Shimon looks at him and says, it's your spot. It's my spot. I bought this spot when the building was being built. I let you park here because I didn't have a car. So big deal. You can park here. And Reuven got very upset. Reuven says, what are you talking about? I paid for this spot. They start arguing back and forth. And finally, Shimon says, listen, what should I tell you? I have proof that it's my spot. So Reuven says, you know what? Come over to my house and show me the proof because then I'll show you proof that it's my spot. Okay. Well, later that evening, the doorbell rings inside. Shimon comes inside. Takes out his papers and he shows it. Look, my spot right here. I bought it. Reuven got all red. He takes out his contracts. He looks and goes, my spot. I paid for it. And then they looked at each other. They realized the builder cheated them. The builder sold the same spot to both of them. So now they weren't angry at each other anymore, but they're angry at the builder. They decide tomorrow morning, we're going to the builder to see what's going on. The next morning, Reuven and Shimon go to the builder. They meet the builder. Now they knew the builder. He's a fine fellow. But they realized maybe not. He stole from them. So Reuven says, you know, I bought this spot. And he's saying he bought it. Shimon says, well, I bought this spot. He's saying he bought it. The builder's looking at both of the contracts. And he looks puzzled. How could this be? He says, 1 second. He leaves the room. Comes back a few minutes later with a stack of papers. And he's looking at them. He says, I know what happened. While the building was being built, one of the inspectors was here, an engineer, and he said, you need to have another support. And he pointed right here, you need to put another beam for the building. And it was right by the parking spot. And it took away one of those spots. And now all you have left is a very wide spot. That's the spot. So now the fellow looks at Reuven, looks at Shimon and says, okay, you see, now you see what happened. Maybe speak to the builder and he'll have to compensate you. So Shimon looks at Reuven and says, I don't need compensation. I need the spot. I must park there. I must park there. And they start arguing back and forth. And the builder says, I don't know what to tell you. Guys, you got to figure this out. So they left still arguing. They said, you know what? I'm going to go speak to my Rav. Reuven went to his Rav. Shimon went to his Rav. As you can imagine, Reuven's Rav, and they meet each other again. And Reuven says, well, my Rav says I can have it because I've been parking there for 8 years. I have a chazaka. And Shimon says, well, my Rav told me that the only reason why you were parking there is because I let you. I didn't have a car. No reason for me to say anything. But now that I have a car, I get to park there. So Reuven says, you know, why should we fight? Let's go to Beis Din. We'll go to Beis Din and Beis Din will decide what to do. Shimon looks at him and he has tears in his eyes. He goes, Beis Din? In my life, I never fought with anybody. I'm going to go to Beis Din? You can't go to Beis Din. So Reuven says, well, what do you want to do then? Shimon says, I don't know. We can't go to Beis Din. And he walked away. And he turns around and says, but I really need the spot. He turned back, continued to walk. Reuven didn't know what to do. He he went back to the builder and he's speaking to the builder, and the builder says, by the way, you know why he got a car? And he says, well, think about it. If he got a car now after 8 years and he needs to park there, there must be a reason. Okay, he wants to park there. I also want to park there. Anyways, Reuven went home, he's speaking to his wife, he didn't know what to do. And after a few days, he decided, you know what? I had it for 8 years. I'm going to give it to him. I'll give it to him. I'll be Mavater. I'm going to give it to him. He wants it so bad. He's such a nice guy. He doesn't want to go to Bezin because he doesn't, I don't know what. Okay, I'll give it to him. He goes to his house that night, rings the bell, and Shimon's there. And Reuven says, you know what? I decided to give you the parking spot. Wow, thank you so much. He said, I want to tell you something. I don't want to say anything before. But he says how his wife was just diagnosed with a serious illness. And it's very difficult for her to move around. And that's why I bought the car. And that's why I need to be able to park here so she can go into the house. But I don't want to influence you, Chas v'Shalom, to take it if it wasn't coming to me. And Reuven was very moved by this. Okay. The next day he goes to the builder and says, okay, we decided Shimon's taking the spot. Now you need to pay me back the money that I paid for my spot. And the builder says, really, I should pay you back, but I don't have any money. I'm so heavily involved in another project, I have no money. If you want to wait 7-8 years, I'll have some money to give you. 7-8 years? I'm not waiting 7-8 years. You have to give me money now. I don't have any, the builder said. They're both sitting there quietly. And all of a sudden the builder said, you know what? I'll tell you what I can do. There's a spot in the parking lot in the back. But it's enclosed with concrete. We have to close it up. It's a small spot. You can fit a car inside there. I'll give that to you. Reuven says, okay, let me check it out. He goes there, he checks. There's an area, small area, and it's completely done with cinder blocks. It's like bricks. He goes back to him, he says, what am I supposed to do with this? He says, that's all I have for you. You can have that whole area over there, but that's all. Okay, he signed a contract, he gets it, and that's it. Reuven has to park outside when it's raining, when it's cold, his packages. Every once in a while he would think, did I do the right thing? Okay, he says, wife is sick, he was crying. But for that, I lose my parking spot that I paid for. Anyways, 2 years passed. It was Sukkos. When Sukkos was over, they're trying to put the boards away. Very limited room in their machsan, in their storage room. When all of a sudden, his son tells me, he says, Ta, Daddy, why don't we use that space that you have over there? And the father says, ah, it's so small. He says, yeah, but big enough we could put the sukkah in, the sukkah boards. Good idea. They went there. They got a hammer. They started banging the bricks to make an opening. They made an opening like for a doorway. They bang it. They go inside. It was dark. They got flashlights. They're looking around. It was small. It was a small area. Okay, nope. Let's start bringing the boards in. They're walking with the boards. His son was carrying the board. He walked a little too far and he banged the other wall. When he banged the other wall, part of it collapsed. How could that be? The wall of the building. And they look at it and they realize behind that hole, it was a big open area. The father quickly takes a flashlight, looks inside. It's a big area. They quickly banged out the rest of the wall, and sure enough, behind there was a big area. Like 4 times the size of this small little room. It's a big area. He quickly boarded it off. He went to his rav and he asked the shayla, whose is it? And they called in the builder. And the builder said, oh, I remember that spot. But you know what? He should have it because of what he did all these years, and he's willing to give up his parking spot. I agree that he should have it. And this fellow Reuven went, they cleaned it out, and that whole area that wasn't used was big enough, they actually made a second apartment. They were able to push out for windows, they made a second apartment, he was able to rent out that whole area. And he always would tell everybody, I had the parking spot first, it belonged to me. The other fellow didn't want to go to Bezdin, I wanted to go to Bezdin. And I was Mavato, I gave up. Because as my wife told me, I had this spot for 8 years, I should be happy with that. And I agreed with her. And I said, you know, I'm going to be happy with what I had. And now I don't have it anymore. Hashem paid me back so beautifully. He gave me an extra apartment that I'm allowed to rent out.
Enjoyed this story? Come again. Bring a friend. StoriesToInspire.org